Hi, and welcome to the award-winning Gutter with Ian Salmon and Neil Atkinson in the house. We have got a packed programme for you today. But I want to start off, chaps, talking about, well, we've talked about it just before we came on air, Neil, about the idea that I pitched it to you that it's been forever an excuse, I think, in transfer windows that people say, in a World Cup year or a big Europe, big tournament year, that things can't happen in earnest until after the tournament finishes. This has been said forever and a day. This scene feels like the trend's being bucked this window a bit. It's certainly to my folk memory of previous World Cups or big international tournaments. But I've heard it bandied around on shows around these parts as we were coming into the window, that we might have to be patient, that we might have to see what happens towards the end of the window because of the international tournament and the fact that it creates this sort of buffer zone in the transfer market. As part of my prep, I actually wrote down some of the players we've been linked in and actually realised that virtually all of them are back home now anyway. So what is your thinking on the World Cup factor in transfers?
I think it's this year. If it's ever been true, I don't think it can be for this year. They've played, by the time you get to the end of the group stages, they've played more matches than has ever been played in a World Cup before.
Yeah.
So you end
the elongation is
so that therefore you can't be doing that. And also, you know, from a position of having a conversation about whether or not Liverpool are doing well or badly, it's worth saying that everybody knew the World Cup was going to happen, so there's correct time to be working on stuff before then. I'll yet again say that January existed and was an option for Liverpool, and there's time to work as you're going all the way through. So, you know,
there's an AFCON then.
But I think that I'm not really interested in it as a reason for things not to have been done in a timely fashion. Now, there can be other reasons why things can't be done in a timely fashion. And there could well be, for at least a couple of the players, I'm prepared to entertain the idea that they themselves are not going to want to get into a ton of unlikely discussion during the World Cup. You know, that can happen. I think that they don't want bolts from the blue, but I refuse to believe that a season finishes, or as a season finishes, players, whether they're going to the World Cup or not, aren't having meetings with their agents to talk about what the potential summer could hold, and then you letting their agents do their job and earn their commission by virtue of all of this. So
mobile phones exist, you know.
But I think I can understand some players saying I might just not want to hear about it. But then those players can say, well, as an example, that use Mourinho as one, it's very possible that his agent said, you know what, there could be a bit of interest from Liverpool. And he said, well, I'd love to go to Liverpool. And his agent gets to go, okay, leave it with me. And then from there, it happens. People can have conversations, and it doesn't have to be that you're constantly on, and it might be that people don't want to be distracted. But ultimately, I don't think it's a valid reason for Liverpool, for instance, not to be where they should want to be by the start of the pre-season.
Also, in all practical senses, we live in an age of social media, and the players, whatever they don't want distraction, claim they don't want distractions from during a World Cup or an international tournament, these young men are going to be on their phones, checking their Insta. They are going to be aware of rumours linking them to people all summer long, whether they like it or not. They're not going to avoid it. I don't think they are in a World Cup. And therefore, they're going to like it to be at the age of, I'm being linked to Barcelona, really?
But Elliot Anderson signs for Manchester City, and I think all of football expected Elliot Anderson to sign for Manchester City, which makes you think that an agreement was probably in place between Elliot Anderson and his people in Manchester City back in March.
But like Mourinho, he literally has a medical during the World Cup, which is, this kind of thing has never really happened before, to our knowledge.